It's Paul Smolin, M.D., your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com, the pediatric blog that gives parents practical, portable pediatrics on their time framework. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin. Today I'm going to bring you a little different type of pediatrics. Usually I try to bring you mostly factual information about a pediatric topic sprinkled with some observation from my doctor chair along with a few opinions. Well, not today. This is going to be pure opinion. I'm going to get a little preachy about a topic that I feel very strongly about, childhood obesity. I'm not going to candy coat this message. It's coming straight at you like a fastball over home plate, straight and fast. So sit back and listen. Hopefully the message will come through loud and clear. Boy, do we have our work cut out for ourselves. The obesity epidemic shows no signs of abating anytime soon. Processed foods crept into the American landscape during the 20th century, slowly but surely, one soda and one sweet cereal at a time. Food companies saw new markets, and they met them. They created new foods faster than your great-grandmother could have darned your grandparents' socks. We became enamored by easy, fast, and satisfying. And boy, have we paid a price for all this innovation. Yes, nutrition on the fly let us spend less time shopping and preparing, but it also made heart disease, diabetes, and hypertension a way of life in the Western world. What I read says that these maladies are all about lifestyle, not genes. What I find ironic is that for all the money we spend on antihypertensive medicines, cholesterol-lowering drugs, and insulin for our diabetics, we could probably buy groceries for every American. One of the saddest things about my job is that I see many children who have never been and probably will never be in good physical or nutritional condition. I fear that these children will become adults thinking that good food is a side salad with their value meal at the drive-thru, and exercise is walking to the store to get a candy bar. What will they provide for their children when they become parents? Less than optimal food, I suspect, and very little activity. They won't know any better, and the cycle continues. It's easy to eat junky processed food, and it's hard to buy, cook, and serve real food. Providing wholesome food is one of the most important parenting tasks facing parents. So how do we get going to get ourselves out of this nutritional mess we have created? Well, here's what I suggest. Start by teaching your children the difference between whole food and processed foods, and repeat the message often until they get it. Make sure you're setting a good example of eating for your children by eating the way your grandmother would have wished you would. You know how to do that. Make a priority to have as many family meals as possible with real food. Cook it. If you have the space, plant a small garden and involve your children in cultivating vegetables. This is really important. Get your children involved with the shopping and cooking process. It's fun, and you will cherish the time you spend together in the kitchen someday. I promise. Vow to get all the sweet drinks out of everyone in your family's diet. No soda, no sports drinks, no sweet tea, no energy drinks, no calorie-laden coffee drinks either. And limit fast food to no more than once a week. No, make that eating out anywhere no more than once a week. And finally, Let's stop making every holiday a candy fest, every fundraiser a chance to sell sweets, every celebration a gluttonous festival of food, every sporting event a sugary slurry of drinks, and every accomplishment reward something to be consumed. We can find other ways of saying good job without insulin levels going off the scale. Let's start paying more attention to what children need rather than what they want. Only then will we get it right. Well, thanks for joining me today. I feel better getting all that off my chest. Who knows? Maybe I will inspire a few people to make some big life changes. As always, I always welcome comments, particularly on iTunes. That gets us out there. We need a bigger audience to be able to continue to create good content. Leave comments at www.docsmo.com. Who knows? You might see them in print. This is Dr. Paul Smolin thinking it would be really dandy if our children got less candy. Until next time. This PEDcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Ann Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Muth. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.